in this show, what is EVA, what you destruct something? It's about destruction?
It's about loss. It's about letting go of what is precious. Parce que j'adore le valoriser. C'est un objet magnifique, très belle. It's about losing what you have a desire to keep rather than destroying.
In this show, you ask many questions, but you don't answer.
Because an answer is a closed door and a question is an opening.
You are dancer and you concept the show, okay? You are the only responsible.
In fact, I'm not a dancer, I'm a visual artist. And it's like, how many people do you need to make a painting?
Okay.
For me, it's a painting that involves sound, light, and the body. But for me, it's visual art.
I agree with that. Okay. Many people saw this show, this performance today. Many people have different reactions. This reaction are the fact of their own history, and you propose many possibilities.
Because I'm not exceptional, I'm ordinary, and my story is many people's story. I'm not the only person who's lost somebody I love. I'm not the only person who feels guilt about action or inaction. I think my work speaks to people because I'm not special.
This show is very rich because there are many possibilities to read it.
I think it should be like that. I think it should be like a painting where different people see different things in the same work. So I don't see that as a failure of the work. I see it as a strength of the work.
One of these possibilities to traduct your show, it's all it's rich and powerful in this life. Western life is only because you have to kill to have power.
I think in the Western world, in the capitalist world, actually that's not the Western world, that's the whole world practically, we forget that our clothes are cheap because people are paid nothing to make them in another part of the world. And I think you're completely right. I think what we have is at the expense of what other people have to do, because it's not a utopia where everybody profits. Profit is at the expense of somebody else. These skulls were on sale in New York.
In the show, you show beautiful lights and buildings and so on, but you show flowers, beautiful lights, little flowers, and all is destroyed. We can consider that the real beauty of the world is destroyed by artificial lights.
That's very nicely put. I don't have better words for what you say.
Do you think for a man, a woman, people, it's possible to change the things, change the laws?
I think it's a quicker way to change the world with bombs and guns and aeroplanes that fly into buildings. But I think artists have a more constructive way of changing the world by opening consciousness, by giving people a possibility to think differently. And with that can come infinite change.
To win, you have to find some troops, many people. Here, it's special kind of people who are watching shows. They are not true people in the life. Do you think they have really a power here to bring what you want in the whole world, or the real world?
I don't think art should be directed at politicians. I think these people will do, just which is exactly why I make work in squatter camps. Because those people are also citizens of the world. I think politicians are the most difficult way to change the world. I think in order to convince a politician, you need a gun or you need money. Art is meaningless.
What are the artists ancient artists or contemporary artists, performers in painting or in video, you know and you like?
You know, my career has been quite different because I have no training in art. I have no education in art. I have an education in psychology. And what interests me more than artists are non-artists. Because when I see work of other artists, all I see is work I cannot do because it's done. So I'm less interested in artists than in people in life in strong positions. Not in positions of power, but people who survive on the street, people who are alcoholic, people who are schizophrenic. For me, I find my inspiration in the asylum rather than in the museum.
This festival is very particular. You know, in north of France, it's very particular. What for you is the difference between this one and other you know or you have possibility to show your work?
I think Latitude Contemporain is a festival that focuses on the politics. And that's not just the laws of a country, but the social politics of how artists deal with the world. And I think it's not about business. It's not about being right. It's about being experimental and about taking a chance. And I think it's young enough and strong enough and brave enough to do that. And I think Maria Carmela Mini is very different from other festival directors. In fact, I know she is, because the way we met is I did a performance in La Rochelle to which 80 programmators came and one person bought the work, and that was Maria Carmela Mini. And then I knew it's a different kind of festival.
I saw many shows every year, all the year. I think a good show is the show you have in the brain for every life. I think this show will be in my brain for a very long time.
I'm very honored to hear that, because if I enjoy a show, I forget it. If I remember a show, it means the artist spoke with urgency and touched something inside of me. And what you say is the best I can hope for.
Thank you for all.
Thank you too.